Welcome to a special episode of the Ask a Cycling Coach podcast presented by Trainer Road. I'm Coach Jonathan Lee, and joined with us here, Trainer Road employee and extremely fast mountain biker, Rousseau Becker. How you doing, Rousseau?
Yeah, all good. Thanks, man. You?
Yeah, doing well.
Getting excited.
Yeah, you're going to be racing Cape Epic with me, and today we're going to preview the Cape Epic course. So we're going to go through each stage, the prologue, and then the seven stages following. We're going to talk about the basics of each one of them to kind of give you some bearings. And you can head over to blog.trainerroad.com, or forgive me, trainerroad.com/blog. Either one will work, but you can go there or click the link down below in this description, and there will be a blog post with lots of information on Cape Epic, including all of the updates that we'll have coming after each stage. We're going to have short podcasts that are about less than 15 minutes long, just quick updates from each team to see where we're at and how everything's going. So without further ado, this race is going to be 619 kilometers or 385 miles. We're going to climb 15,250 meters or 50,033 feet. That's over the course of 8 days. Once again, the prologue short, the rest of the days are pretty close in length to each other. So that's a lot of volume. I expect for all of us, for the various teams, it'll take somewhere around 30 hours up to, oh geez, I hope not 45 hours. That would be terrible, but somewhere around 30 to 40 hours, maybe less for Rousseau and Rob and their team. But let's start with a prologue. So it starts in the university or in Cape Town at the University of Cape Town and finishes in the same spot, 20 kilometers. So really short, just 12 miles. We climb 600 meters or 1,969 feet over the course of that. And then I've broken down each stage with something like called a climb to distance ratio. So that way you can understand how much climbing is done per mile or per kilometer. That's an easy way to be able to compare the stages to see how demanding a stage will be when all is said and done at the end of it. So this one has 30 meters per kilometer climbed or 158 feet per mile climbed. And I think this will take us probably somewhere around 45 to 60 minutes for the three different teams that we have with the broad abilities, but I could be wrong. What should we know about this stage as from giving us inside information from somebody with boots on the ground that's ridden these trails? What should we expect from the prologue, Rousseau?
Yeah, I think the prologue is an interesting one. Obviously, it's right at the beginning of the week and everyone's excited and everyone's eager to go. And I think it's important to have a good prologue, obviously, for your seeding for the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. Getting into A batch, getting into B batch would really help your chance. But it's also definitely something that can end your race with it being quite hard, quite pretty much flat out, very different intensity that we'd be racing at for the rest of the week. So I think the trick would just be to kind of just ride within yourself and just push it, but not too much. And overall, I think it's a pretty hard prologue. You kind of go out of Cape Town University grounds and then pretty much straight into the mountains with one or two pretty steep, nasty climbs. I know the Dead Man Tree climb is pretty notorious for just being hard.
Yeah.
And then you eventually get to the top and you contour across and then you come down Plum Pudding. That can definitely is one of those things that can definitely end your race. But it's not difficult. I think it's just a case of riding it smart and not going too crazy.
Yeah. It doesn't look too scary on the video that I saw. It's just a trail that it's steeper in gradient than the rest of the trails. Therefore it stands out. Right.
Yeah, exactly. A really beautiful prologue, very scenic, feeling a good place to start the epic.
Cool. Stage one, we transfer. I think it's probably somewhere around 60 or 80 or 40 kilometers. How far away is our transfer actually to stage one?
It's quite far. Right? It's like probably an hour and a half drive by car, hour and a half, 2 hours. Kind of away from civilization on the other side of the Egonaut Mountains.
Got it.
But really also a great area and very cool sure. route.
So it's in Cirrus. That's the town that we're in. This one starts and finishes in the same spot. 98 kilometers this time or 61 miles. We climb 1,800 meters or 5,906 feet across that distance. That gives us a climb to distance ratio of about 18 meters per kilometer or 97 feet per mile. So that's actually one of our least climby days that we have across all of them. This one is relatively flat compared to the rest, which is kind of crazy when you think of that. I think this one will take us somewhere between 4.5 to 5.5 hours, depending on the team, across all three teams. What should we know about this stage?
Obviously day one. So I think it's nice not getting dropped in the deep end completely. So just find our feet and ride our way into it. I think with the big dead man walking climb right in the middle of the stage, it'll probably be quite a fast start until you get there, and that'll probably be the squeeze point. And then it looks like pretty much a home run straight back. I have ridden some of the Eersterfontein trails that we do after the big climb, and it's a lot harder than it looks on paper. Makes you work for every kilometer. A lot of kind of sandy, twisty, turny, a lot of rocks. So yeah, I think that'll definitely come to play. It's definitely not smooth open gravel roads.
Yeah, so it won't be given to us. Every kilometer ticked off will be one well earned.
Yeah, no, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
This one, next one, stage two, starts in the same town of Sirius, but then it goes to Sarensburg. That one, 94 kilometers, 58 miles. This one climbs 2,050 meters or 6,726 feet. So that gives us a 22 meter per kilometer climb to distance ratio, or 115 feet per mile. So we've stepped up from the last stage in terms of how much climbing we're doing per the distance. And we've also just stepped up, or we nearly hardly dropped really in distance either. It's a pretty long stage, just the same, only 4K shorter. I think this one's going to be somewhere around the same, 4.5 to 5.5 hours on this one too, for the rest of us. This one looks unique because so each day has something called the Land Rover Technical Terrain. It's Land Rover's sponsored like a section of trail that's particularly noteworthy that day. And in this case, this one is a climb. So most of the time they're descents, but there's two of them that are actually climbs. And this one is almost entirely a climb. And it's actually like the closest we get to something like Moab in this race, where for us in the United States that we're used to, where it's big, long slabs of rock that you're riding over, and it's pretty chunky. This climb looks chunky and kind of relentless. Like, it's going to be really tough if you have tired legs. I don't know if you've ridden this or if you have insight into this course, but what are you expecting for this one, Russo?
Looking at the profile, looks like a really big climb. It kind of starts off relatively flat, but ever so slightly uphill, dragging towards the first climb, which is Khaido Pass. I've ridden up the new Khaido Pass on the tar, but I haven't done Khaido Pass on the mountain bike. But it certainly looks quite proper from what I've seen from the road.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, with that Land Rover section right after, I think it'll be difficult and tired legs for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting. This one's interesting too, because it's marked as the Queen stage, even though it's not. Stage five is the one that you and I really have our eyes on for being the most difficult stage. And typically that's what the Queen stage is. But this section of that really rough, just solid rock, like you're on rock the whole time and having to deal with that on tired legs at the top of a long climb, I bet this one's going to be really, really tough.
Similar to Eersterfontein, the Württemberg Valley is really notorious for having a lot of rocks, being in summer anyway, really hot, some sand in places. So it's definitely a similar situation where there's no free miles. You'll definitely from the top of Khaido Pass to the top before we go down the wagon trail, you'll really work for those about 40 Ks, I would say. It would really be tough going, and it'd probably take well over 2 hours, even though there's, or maybe around 2 hours, even though there's nothing noteworthy climbing-wise or no massive obstacles, it'll still be tough going, I would say.
Yeah, huge descent going back down at the end of that stage too. But being a wagon trail, I don't assume that it's necessarily a single track. Doesn't look like that. I don't know. I could be wrong. So those two tracks are actually the more tricky thing to descend a lot of the time, because you kind of become complacent because you feel like, oh, it's not a narrow single track and it's at the end of the day. And they usually mean you can carry a higher speed too. So something to keep an eye out for. On stage three, we are in Sarensburg again. This one starts and finishes in the same spot. It's 88 kilometers or 55 miles, 2,100 meters of climbing or 6,890 feet of climbing. And then this one has 24 meters per kilometer climbed or 126 feet per mile. So we're getting more and more climby as we're going into this race. this one I think is going to take us, maybe you guys will do it at 4 hours. And then I think it could be up to 5 to 5.5 for us. So it could be a pretty lengthy day. I saw the preview of like the Land Rover technical terrain on this section. It looks like it kind of like a different terrain. Like it's more like wooded, has more trees, has more kind of like covering in this area. Is this going to be a big change for us in terms of the trails that we have been riding to what we ride on stage three?
Actually last year when I was entered for Epic and we went, after it got canceled, we still had our accommodation. So we decided to go out to Tolbach and spend a couple of days there and ride around because we had the time to.
Sure.
before COVID and everything came along. So I've ridden this whole stage. The Bone Trail is really cool. Proper climb, single track, windy, climb that kind of feels like it never ends. and then the descent down from that's pretty cool. And then you drop into the valley and then, the next pass, if I remember correctly, was also, noteworthy. And already, I think that'll be a nice, not nice, but a final sting in the tail before the technical section. That single track going down Assagaybosch is really, really cool. It's really strange. It's like one small forest it's been around for ages and they decided to build a trail through there. But it's the only real forest in that area. Hmm. But it's very different. That specific little section is very different to the rest of the day's riding. I would say Tolbach and Sierras is very, very similar in terrain and what it looks like.
So it's more or less the same, but just that one section is a little bit different. That when you look at the elevation profile, man, it looks super steep climbing up to that point. But elevation profiles are always tricky to judge just by looking at them because it's scaled differently. So that doesn't mean that we'll be climbing up something that is near vertical at that point. I'm sure it'll feel near vertical with all this fatigue in our legs, but that's where that's at. Stage four, Sarensburg, this one's a transfer stage. So we ride from one point to the next, right from Sarensburg to Slenghook. I hope that I'm sure that I'm pronouncing all this terribly wrong and I apologize to everybody. 73 kilometers or 45 miles. So a pretty short stage this time, relatively speaking. We climb 1,650 meters or 5,413 feet, giving us this climb to distance ratio of 23 meters per kilometer or 119 feet per meter. So this one's kind of like a rest, so to speak, relatively speaking, compared to the rest of the days. It's not quite as difficult. I think that it'll take you guys close to around 3 hours, maybe just a bit over, while for us, it might take as long as up to 4.5 hours, who knows, or more at this point. We'll probably have a lot of fatigue. So this one has not a whole lot of information on it that I can tell from, but are you familiar with the trails here and what are you expecting in this, Russo?
So I've ridden, done a 3-day stage race before in the Slenghook Valley. I'm not exactly sure where the stage goes. And it's kind of hard to judge from, what they're providing us here with, but I think it'll be a nice little kind of breather and definitely a fast day, which I think will make the racing hard because it'll be harder for the front guys to just ride away because there's no big climbs or massive features. So I think it'll be a really fast day. You're completely right. The Slenghook trails are quite cool. Very different to what we ride at home. Mm. I would say also some similar kind of theme, rocky, sandy. They're expanding their trail network and they've bought some really cool things. So I think, it'll be a nice kind of very much enjoyable day.
That's a reset before the hardest day, which is stage five. At least we think it's going to be the hardest day. We could be wrong because they didn't mark at the Queen stage. this one is in a town called Wellington at this point. And this is 85 kilometers long or 53 miles, but this is the real sting. It climbs 2,900 meters or 9,514 feet, giving us a climb to distance ratio of 34 meters per kilometer or 180 feet per mile. So that is a lot. When you look at that, that stands out as the highest one by quite a lot in terms of how much elevation gain occurs over that distance. As a result, it's just going to take us longer, right? That's just how things go. I think that you guys will come in under 5 hours, but I think that for the rest of us will be 5.5 to 6. Who knows? Hopefully no longer than 6. So this one has a lot of different features on it, like a bunch of stuff. Have you ridden this zone? And if so, like, what are the main things you're worried about or looking forward to? Because there's so many big climbs on this stage.
So I'd say there's about like 5 big climbs on the route, and that with the toughest one being right at the end. So that's always kind of starts off smaller and then the climbs get bigger as you go along. So that's always tough. I've ridden in the area quite a bit. It's not far from home. So, I'd say I've done all of the main climbs, not all together though. in different occasions. So the Hovercourt climb is quite proper. I kind of like the start of it. It starts off nice and gradual, and eventually it gets quite steep towards the top. But you can kind of ride into it, and if you pace yourself well, it's relatively smooth as well. So like we were saying, while I don't think they maybe called it the Queen Stage, is there's a lot of free miles, so you're climbing, but you come down fairly easily. It's quite manicured, quite smooth, not a lot of rocks. It's a lot, kind of more civilized, if you can call it that. It's not that rough.
Less raw, more manicured.
Yeah. And then, the Optuez climb is also really, really cool. Single track climb all the way. And it's got... You might have to help me. How many switchbacks does Optuez have?
Goodness, I don't know. It has Dutch corner. That much I know. So this is a very different Optuez, but when you look at the map, it just looks like spaghetti in terms of going up the hill. So
it's I think they went for the same amount of switchbacks than the Optuez climb has. So that's where it's got its name. Also like manageable, I think nothing too rough. Especially I like single track climbs because they normally make you like climb quite a bit in the corner, and then you can kind of relax a little bit in between, and you can get into a rhythm and just get going and ride into it to the top. The Full Monty Trail after that for the Land Rover section is quite a tough one, and definitely also something to look out for. Not end your race so close to the finish.
Has some rocks that to start with it could really snag you, and then after that, weaving through some trees in a pine forest, which it just looks super cool. This stage I think is going to be a big turning point. If you have a bad day on a day like today, we could lose so much time. Because there's so much climbing and it comes constantly, So there's a lot of opportunity to lose time. Whereas if we have a good day on a day like today, it's a great opportunity to make up a lot of time. And it sounds like the trails are a ton of fun too. So
yeah, no, it's proper mountain biking, really. Like I think a lot closer to what I ride on a general basis.
Cool.
So also, obviously a lot of climbing, and it definitely won't be easy. But it's really, really cool stage. I think look back and enjoy it afterwards.
after, let's not talk about during. Stage 6 is still in Wellington. It's 95 kilometers or 59 miles, so pretty long stage that we're dealing with here. 2,300 meters or 7,546 feet of climbing. But it doesn't really climb that much for the distance relative to the day before. Instead, it's only 24 meters per kilometer climbed or 128 feet per mile. I think this one's going to still take us just because of the length. I think you and Rob will finish somewhere below 4.5 hours. While for us, I think we're going to finish just north of 5 hours is what I expect on this one. This one has the True Grit Trail. It's well known for it. But when you look at the profile, it's interesting because whereas the day before we have a lot of big climbs, this one just looks like a ton of tiny up and down the whole entire day.
Yeah, I would say this is quite a punchy stage. And definitely, like I said, with I think stage four, it'll be hard for the guys to ride away. So I think that'll make the racing even harder because it'll stay together. And if the time gaps are tight, the guys will really go hard. It'll just make everyone else's race that much harder. Sure. But yeah, I'd say this stage is probably a stage that I think personally will suit me quite well. A little bit bigger, so I'm a bit more of a punchy rider. I kind of tend to get stronger as the week go on as well. Yeah, I've got some really good endurance, but I tend to be able to finish strong. And I think with the stage being so late in the race, and then the nature of the stage is definitely one I've got my eye on.
Ooh, it's exciting. So I was going to go for a good stage there. I'm looking at this and I'm just thinking, after my legs have taken the pummeling from the whole week and then that huge day the day before, all of these punches are going to be really difficult to deal with. It's likely going to be hard. This one, the technical terrain, True Grit, you climb up for a while. And then after that, it's a pretty flowy descent, it looks like, thereafter, at least from the video footage that they have. But it's the sort of descent, too, that's kind of like cut into the hill and line of sight's limited because of like grasses and stuff. So once again, it's the sort of thing where you can easily make a mistake where you just go too wide on a turn and then you find yourself off the trail. So it'll be interesting to see stage seven, where we get to, this is the last one where we go from Wellington to, I think, perhaps just a nearby spot within that region called Val d'Avie. That one, it's going to be our shortest stage other than the prologue yet. 66 kilometers or 41 miles, 1,850 meters or 6,070 feet of climbing, and then a climb to distance ratio kind of in the middle ground of what we've been dealing with 28 meters per kilometer or 148 feet per mile. I think it'll take you guys around 3 hours, you fast boys on your team. But then for all the rest of us, I bet we're going to be closer to 4.5. It might even be more at this point on stage seven. What are you looking forward to the most on this one? The descent, they have this Land Rover technical terrain called Bone Rattler that doesn't look very fun. It just looks like a fire road with some rocks that you basically just ride down. But
yeah, no, it's terrible. I did a race that actually included that. The race started and finished at Val d'Avie. It was a 3-day stage race. And our prologue, we went up the Freedom single track and then down the Bone Rattler. And it was kind of, we started last and we caught some guys and it was kind of just a bit chaos because like overtaking people, catching people, and you don't really have a clean line. And it's definitely, or like I punctured and cost us the stage win. So that wasn't great.
Oh, no.
But we managed to fix it quickly and got back home. Only lost about 2 minutes and managed to make some of it up again. But definitely you don't want to overcook it there. And the Freedom single track is like that last sting in the tail. It's also not great. It's like this kind of sandy, windy single track. And it goes on for longer than I think. Well, then I thought. So now I know.
This is going to be fantastic. Can't wait. This one. Yeah. Cause, and this also that you have that descent where you could easily flat, it's high speed fire road with big loose rocks in a lot of spots. And
yeah,
so you can easily flat. And then you have kind of like a longer flat ish run into the finish. So if you do flat, it's not like you can just roll right down to the finish line and be done. You have a long run in. So
yeah,
like it's kind of one of those situations where it'd be tempting to check out because you have net descending for a long time coming into that Freedom climb and then that Bone Rattler. It'd be, you're at the end of the race, you're close, you've had net descending coming into this, so you want to just be done with it, but we're going to have to focus on that.
Yeah. No, we kind of like discussed this one in reverse, but I think the climbing out of Wellington will still be tough. We go up Harbourcourt again. One of the climbs we do in stage five. I don't think we go all the way to the top, but it's so nice we get to do it twice. And then they kind of just keep you on the ridge line along the mountain and then drop you back into Val d'Avie. So I think after that first climb, it's relatively fast going, bunchy to the finish.
And that's the last stage of the Cape Epic. So it sounds like, Rousseau, you're looking forward to stage six the most?
I would say it's weird because I don't know the stage that well. Just looking on paper, it looks like it should suit me, but yeah, I'm not sure. we'll have to play it by ear and see how we go. I don't really know how I'm gonna feel by stage six anyway, so
sure.
Yeah, there can always be a plan, but I think sticking to it will be a different thing.
I'm thinking stage five is what I'm looking forward to most, the hardest one, strangely, because I feel like that will be like a critical point. So I'm looking forward to, like, you know, executing under pressure on that day, you know, and seeing how that goes.
Make it count.
Yeah. And then at that point, it's kind of like, you know, the race certainly isn't over, but at that point you're really over the hump.
You
know, you're past halfway point, but you're past that really hard point. So I'm really looking forward to that one and got a lot of focus onto that. And of course the prologue. I know Nate was saying that he doesn't want to go out hard. I want to smash it on the prologue. So I can recover from an hour long effort the next day. That's okay. So, well, thanks a bunch, Russo. I appreciate you taking the time to give us the locals' insight and all the stuff that we're missing just looking at this on paper. I appreciate it.
No problem. I think, definitely, like, I haven't really done too much thinking about the route until now. So it was actually cool to just talk through it and, get even more excited. So looking forward to it.
We'll be sharing all of this, like I said, on the Trainer Road blog. You'll be able to find our Cape Epic post. Just search Cape Epic on the blog and you'll be able to see it there. We'll have information that we had from this episode all published within there. And then we'll also have the daily updates. Those podcasts will be publishing the short podcasts, but they'll be publishing roughly around noon Eastern or before then is the goal every day from Cape Epic, which will be exciting. You'll get to hear from the three of us teams what we and how we performed. So stay tuned for that. Go on to Instagram and go find Trainer Road on there. And then you'll be able to get updates also through our Trainer Road Instagram page. We're excited to share this experience with you and we look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks, everybody.